Falkhead, brother. Salisbury, brother. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. October 3rd, 1898. Dear brethren Salisbury and Falkhead, last evening Sarah read me a letter from Brother Salisbury in regard to Brother Hare working in the editorial line in Melbourne. Why should he not have a chance there? From the light the Lord has given me, Brother Colcord should have a change of work and of climate for his own good and for the good of his family. This is his due, and it will be a blessing to him in many ways. When the Lord sends Brother Tenney to this field, he is not to be placed in the editorial chair in Melbourne. He can best serve the cause of God in covering more ground, in laboring in different localities. A more active line of work should be given to Brother Tenney. But whatever his future work may be, God will reveal it as the work advances. The brethren must not suppose that they can confine Brother Tenney to the editorial chair, for this is not his work. Elder Hare is a capable man, and you would place matters in a very awkward position if you do not give him a chance in the editorial work as well as in ministerial lines. I like not the attitude of the prejudice which may be brought in by a word, a look, a report, or a supposition. Brother Colcord should be relieved. You have not Elder Tenney now, and if he were on the ground, you would make a mistake in planning to have him for an editor. Not because he would not be capable in that line, but because his constitution demands a more active life. It would be detrimental to him to confine him to the editorial work. Elder Colcord needs a change. His health demands it. His spiritual life demands it. All these things are to be considered, and this matter must have a far more weight with our people than it hitherto has had. We must have judgment and exercise it in all lines. Our workers in every line are to be appreciated and respected and valued. I appreciate them highly. One man may not be fitted to wrestle with the work of establishing missions, but let our brethren place him where he can work intelligently. Let them not discourage him with their criticisms, but come close to his side. Let him know that he has your love and your confidence, and he and you will be blessed. I hope our brethren will be guarded on the point of criticism, for with many in Melbourne, this has become a part of their education. They overlook that which is good in men and attack that which is not so pleasing to their own ideas. Christ declares, "All ye are brethren." Matthew 23, verse 8. Give Brother Hare your confidence, for I know this will be essential. The Lord has so respected and loved him as to point out his errors to him. He has felt this keenly and has made decided reforms. He may have reforms to make still, but not a whit more than his associates in labor are required to make. We must all strive earnestly for perfection of character, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. I appeal to you, my brethren, whom I love in the Lord. Be kind, be pitiful, be courteous. Love as brethren, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. In love.